This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The Pentagon is charging six men with murder and other crimes in connection with the September 11th terror attacks. All are being held at Guantanamo Bay and will be subject to the death penalty. NPR's Pentagon correspondent Guy Raz is following this story and joins us now. And Guy, let's just begin with, although we probably won't know the names, what are some of the names of the detainees?
Well, the most well-known name, Renee, is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged mastermind of the September 11th attacks. And he's being charged with conspiracy to murder. He's also being charged with allegedly training the hijackers in Afghanistan and allegedly planning the operations for the September 11th attacks. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, of course, made some of those admissions apparently last year at Guantanamo Bay in a pretrial hearing.
And okay, so there's Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and five others, and the government is charging them finally after being in Guantanamo Bay. But in what kind of court will they be in?
Well, that's still unclear. I mean, at this point, the Pentagon is referring this to what's called the convening authority. Her name is Susan Crawford, and she'll decide if, in fact, these charges are ready to go ahead. If that's the case, it'll take at least, we now understand, 120 days before any kind of trial will take place, a minimum of 120 days. And they're stressing a minimum because the process will then go into discovery. The prosecutors will begin gathering up the evidence for their cases. At that point, the way the Pentagon is describing it is that this will be an open trial. In other words, reporters will be allowed to attend. Those charged will be allowed to examine the evidence against them. They'll be allowed to call witnesses. They'll have the right to be represented. So all of this, the Pentagon says, will be relatively similar to a civilian court, with the exception that some of the evidence, of course, is classified. And in those cases, that evidence will not be made public.
Now, this sounds like a big change from what the Bush administration has wanted to do ever since September 11th, which is basically not have open public trials.
It does. And I suspect that some of this has to do with public pressure and international pressure. Of course, many of these suspects are foreign nationals. So essentially, several countries around the world have protested at this notion that they would be tried in a less than public way. Of course, the issue of the death penalty, which prosecutors will seek, will no doubt create a tremendous amount of controversy around the world, I imagine.
Well, looking back for a moment, the military commission system was established by President Bush a few months after the September 11th attacks. It has had a troubled history.
Right, it has. And actually, one question that was just asked here when the Pentagon made the announcement was, why aren't these held in civilian courts? The Pentagon says, well, the reason why is because the Congress and the White House passed what's known as the Military Commissions Act in 2006, specifically to deal with this issue of Guantanamo Bay. Now, what happens is, in these kinds of trials, because they are essentially military tribunals, there are slightly different regulations and ways of handling the court proceedings. For example, in a civilian court, you know, the accused has a right to a speedy trial. In these cases, it can take a lot longer. And some legal experts estimate that this can take many, many years to come with appeals.
Guy, thank you very much.
Thank you.
NPR's Guy Raz at the Pentagon. And recapping the news this hour, the Pentagon has announced murder and war crimes charges against six detainees at Guantanamo Bay and will seek the death penalty in connection with the terrorist attacks of September 11th.